Well, Port Adelaide, as we know, were unable to get over the Magpies at the MCG on Saturday and consequently dropped outside of the top eight. Brendan Lade is an assistant coach and joins us now. Lade, welcome to the show.
How are you going, boys?
Yeah, hey. Not too bad. More to the point, how are you and the players? I'm guessing the morale would be was devastating for them after the game. What's the mood like and how do you get them up for what is still a very slight chance of making the final eight?
Yeah, everyone's got a little bit of Monday-itis today and, look, we've reviewed it and gone through a few things and, the group was really good today, both coaches and players, and we hope to get some resolution out of that and some better results because we've got a pretty important game on Friday night to, win that last game and still give ourselves a hope, but also, show our fans that we never really give up.
We've had a bit of feedback from a lot of the Port supporters with our talkback callers this afternoon. Most of them are devastated, and particularly the way that there was just such a lack of fight in that last quarter and a little bit. How do you explain that lack of effort? And, you know, Ken said in the post-match that you're outworked by Collingwood. How can that be when it was so important to your footy club?
Yeah, we fought pretty hard for the first three quarters and then, you know, a couple of incidents and contesting go our way at the end of the third and they got a late goal and... But like you said, we'll play for our season and to have a chance of playing in finals to roll over like we did in that last quarter wasn't good enough. And Collingwood just worked harder than us and was stronger than us in contests. And we're not hiding from it. It wasn't good enough. So, said it before, we need to get better. We'll continue to train it and we expect to be better.
Lady, I'd agree with that. For three quarters, right up to the Motlop 50-metre penalty, whether it was there or not, doesn't matter. Whether it was undisciplined or not, it doesn't matter. But from then on, they kicked eight goals, from including that one. It just seemed to break the spirit of the players. What was discussed around that, about the resilience from then, about the grit from then, when that moment happened?
It's a real tough one to broach with the group because... Not like they're not trying. They're out there and they are trying. They're working their butts off and things just aren't happening at the moment. And, for three quarters, we fought hard. We had the ball inside our 50. We defended really well and then the floodgates just opened. And, Collingwood's work rate and the ability to get numbers to a contest and then to get it out of the contest with, clean hands and some easy possession was a credit to them and not good enough from us. And, we got Friday night to try and rectify a little bit of that and to give ourselves a small chance of keep continuing on.
Why haven't you gelled as a team, do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. We early in the year, our inside 50s were very good, where our conversion was good, and our defence has been resolute all year and as a group and as a back six. And we just haven't quite put it all together in four quarters. We'll do it for two quarters, we'll do it for three. We'll do it for two quarters in one week, then one the next, and not for the next three. It's just that consistency we're not getting. We've shown we can do it and we can match it with the best sides, but ultimately, if you want to be one of the best sides, you need the 3.5-4 quarters every week of every game.
You talked about your defence being great and the numbers really support that. Have you become so risk averse in terms of not wanting to give the ball up that you've taken a bit away from your attacking prowess?
Yeah, you could probably say that, Bix. But we were playing nearly the same way as we did last year when we were the second highest scoring team in the comp. So we've had some games where we haven't scored like we'd like. We've had some games where ball movement probably has been a little bit too safe, but it's finding that balance. If you go too fast, you give too many turnovers in the back half. If you go too slow, maybe you don't have enough risk to go forward and get some easier scoring opportunities. So that's the balance we're finding, and there's where we're good and where we're not.
Credit to Paddy Ryder personally to get through. He kicked three. Credit to the support staff, doctors, medicos, and credit to the coaches for backing him in. He got through. I think the punt half paid off because Grundy really did monster off, especially boundary line throw-ins. They were all over you. Grundy was enormous with his hits to advantage. In hindsight, would you make the same selection again, knowing that Paddy would have to play the majority forward? Would you have done it again, Lady?
Well, we could have racked Paddy the whole game if we wanted, but we thought we needed a target in the forward line, and Paddy's centre bounce work was very good. We won centre clearances. Grundy had 15 hit-outs to advantage. Paddy had 9, and Paddy was in there 30% of the time. So you can throw all these stats around and whatever else, but we chose to put Westy on on Grundy. Now, Grundy was very, very influential, don't get me wrong. He was the best player on the ground. But Westy, his effort, we cannot question that. His pressure was very good around the ball. He tried to nullify Grundy as best he could. And if we had our way again, well, I think we'd do it the same way.
Okay. I love Boakey's game as the skipper. He tried his hardest to drag that team up, Lady. I think credit needs to be done there. We're running out of time, but what now? How do you approach Friday night? What's the mood in the collective? Your 2% chance of making the top eight. It must be a hell of a joint to be in at the moment.
They're saying we're a chance, though.
We're a chance, Riley.
That's all we need to report. So we're going to... approaching it. Look, everyone was a bit down the dumps today, but we've had all the meetings, we've had all the feedbacks, and look, we're embracing playing Essendon, who they've beaten us the last two times. We are a little bit, so let's get out there. The supporters have been great all year. It'd be great to have them there again on Friday night, and for that small chance, we can make the finals, but we want to send our year out on a win, and we're going hell for leather to win.
Yeah, good work, lady. Get on the phone to Stuart Jew and just call him one of those favours. You tapped at him a few times. Surely he owes you a couple.
Yeah, I'll send him up a box of red wine and some hot chips. He'll probably like that.
Yeah. Oh, chips. That's having a crack at him. Good on you, lady.
Thanks, lady.
So do you, Riley?
Yes, I'll get you some Rust and Black Guts. Send him up to him. He'll love that. Lord, well mate.
Yeah, good work. Brendan Lade there from the Port Adelaide Football Club.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah, well, look.
They're a chance.
What else can they do? They just got to park that for a little bit. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of time for post-mortems.